Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Chelsea DeVille. I'm expecting the Dragons to change their post defense today, bringing more help a little earlier, or however they decide to do it. How important is it for Rachel to kick back out again for an open three when that double does come quicker today?
Yeah, we watched film here this morning and kind of showed, you know, my expectation is they might even play off Sid right away and just say, all right, let's have her beat us from the outside and let's just sit a double in there right away. So the kids saw it and we spoke about it. So it'll be, you know, again, going back to post pass and lead them if they get to just fade right into it. But if not, we're gonna get our post open facing and become attackers, because you can't attack when we're going downhill and facing the basket, because that's when we can see those kicks. So it'll be crucial for Rachel and Tay to have a control and a good vision of the court, so you make some great passes if they are doubling.
Through three quarters last night, you were shooting almost 70%. That is an unrealistic goal for every night. But how much of that percentage last night was just the quality of shot you guys were taking?
I think you're exactly right. They allowed themselves to work our offense well, take care of the basketball, and get great shots. There wasn't too many times we went late shot clock and had to throw up a prayer. We weren't, you know, taking rush shots or, you know, off base shots. They just did a nice job playing inside out basketball. And, you know, some of the finishes, I even said, guys, you didn't just have an easy layup here and there. They just were tough. They finished strong. They really just kind of put it to work. And I think the quality of shot we were getting made it a lot easier, but we don't always, you know, we get those shots a lot, but we don't always make it at such a high level. So it's a great to see that ball go in.
Every coach wants an efficient offense, limiting turnovers, getting offensive rebounds, second chances, hit shots when you get them. Are you where you want to be on a consistent basis with that?
No, because we played Mankato and that was kind of a chaotic game. But if we're just basing it off of last night, then yeah, that shows us who we can be efficiency wise. I mean, we even said it, if we don't turn it over, we shoot like 50%+. Even in that Mankato series. So I do like what we're doing. I like the shots our kids are getting, and I like the arsenal we have out there offensively.
We've talked a ton of offense, but defensively you limited them to a pretty low percentage in shooting last night. Who's your best defensive player right now?
Oh, gosh, I wish I could pinpoint just one person. One kid that stuck out to us last night was Taylor Vold. She can play inside and battle. She's got foot speed when they step outside to get out there. She did a really nice job for us. But you know, our guards, when they're locked in, you know, as much as I love them on ball, off ball, they need to be better defensively. But Trin and Sid can just keep anyone in front of them if they're in the right spot at the right time. I thought our post did a phenomenal job on Brown and their post last night. So thankfully I don't just have one lockdown defensive player. I think we've really honed into that being something we need to get better on as well. And as a team, I think when we click, we make it difficult for people to get open shots.
You sit Rachel for like a minute or two at a time. Is that more to rest offensively or to rest defensively?
Neither. I just to rest. A lot of times it's foul trouble too. I want to keep her out of it so we're not playing catch up and have to go into weird rotation. So both Taylor Bray and Rachel, I go longer with Rach, obviously. But I rest them to make sure they're fresh. They can play as hard as they can and when they need a break, but also to keep them out of foul trouble.
Well, mid third quarter last night, Rachel gets her third, Taylor gets her third. You had a comfortable lead, but you actually grew the lead. What led to that?
Well, we went small. Gabby and Vold are very capable of playing any big post as well. So that's where I kind of pointed out Taylor Vold. She went in, she had to guard their true five and we didn't miss a beat. And then, you know, you put Claire in and she can guard the four because that's what she was all last year. So, you know, they're just used to the positions they've been in. So it wasn't a shock or surprise. We just said, all right, let's protect them and trust Gabby and Bold to guard some fives and let's play smaller for a bit.
A lot of players can play, you know, inside or out offensively. There are not a lot that can play inside or out defensively. How rare is that?
It's rare. It's very, very rare. So, you know, especially offensively, people can go inside and out. But like you mentioned, defensively, it takes a special talent. And, you know, that's where we're pretty fortunate to have Taylor Vold back, to trust her within that, because we like to switch one through four. So she might be on the Kiever sometimes, and that's a matchup we don't typically, you know, love, but we don't take a big gasp when we see it. We're like, she's going to sit down, move her feet, and make her shoot a pull-up jumper.
Best of luck today.
Thanks so much, Schulte.